Wake up. Matthew woke up to his twin sister shaking him in the middle of the night. What? Mumbled Matthew, pulling the blanket over his head. Your book. It's, well, look for yourself, whispered Rose, his twin sister. What is my book doing, Rose? Said Matthew, still half asleep. Someone is reading it. Will you just have a look at it? She whispered harshly. Oh, all right, said Matthew, and threw off his blanket to see why his sister woke him up. As soon as he did, the pages of the book stopped flipping, but it was still midair with no one touching it. I'm sorry, I normally don't barge in and touch somebody's belongings, said whosoever was there. Who are you? Asked Rose. Right, forgot to introduce myself. My name is Krista Walker. And I'm a spirit. For some reason, both of them felt like they had heard this name somewhere. Okay, and why are you here? Asked Matthew. Well, I'll start from the top. A few months ago, I was human and solid like you two. And then a preacher caused me to be a spirit. I need your help to turn back, said Krista. Why did the preacher curse you? Asked Matthew, still quite confused. It was my mistake. I talked bad about him behind his back, and he heard it. I deserved it, but I don't really want to be stuck as a spirit, said Krista. Why do you need our help? Said Rose. I mean, we don't mind helping you, but I think you would do better with a more certified priest than two teenagers. Believe me, I have tried everything. I've asked so many people, but all of them said the same thing for my curse. They said that only the twins that are born on the 13th of a Friday in October will be able to break it. And you two are the only twins that are born like that in this decade, said Krista. The twins had a silent conversation amongst themselves. Matthew thought it was a bit sketchy, but Rose thought Krista should be helped because she realized her mistake. They finally decided on one thing. We will help you, said Matthew. Is there a ritual of some sort? Asked Rose. Oh yes, there is a ritual. It includes blood, so I need to know if either of you puke at the sight of it. And it has to be done tonight because it's a Friday, said Krista, a little too happily. Blood? Exclaimed the twins together. Yeah, a bit of both of your blood, lemon and salt is needed for this. Even a candle for light. You won't become nauseous, would you? And it has to be done in the front of a mirror, so probably in your bathroom, said Krista. Okay, we won't become nauseous, said Matthew and looked at Rose uncertainly. I'll go get the salt, candle and lemons from the kitchen. You clear out your bathroom, said Rose, walking out towards the room door. Don't forget getting two knives and bowls, said Krista. I won't, said Rose. With that, she walked out of the door quietly, trying not to wake her dad. Matthew was almost done clearing out his bathroom when Rose came back with all the items. All right, now you both have to stand side by side in front of the mirror with the knives and cut your wrist. The blood which comes out has to go into the bowls, said Krista. Matthew and Rose felt her stand behind them as they slid their wrist a little bit for the blood to fall into the bowl. As soon as it did, they saw the bowls being picked up and the lemon was added to it. For some reason, their cut started burning a lot after this. Krista, the cut is burning. Is that supposed to happen? Asked Matthew. Oh yes, it is supposed to happen. Now take a fistful of salt and put it on your wrist, said Krista. Wait, if we do that, the pain will be unbearable, said Rose, feeling a little anxious. Don't worry, it will only burn till I drink this mixture and turn back, said Krista. I don't know, said Matthew. Matthew, we're halfway through the ritual. You can't back off now, said Krista. He looked at Rose, but she was staring at the salt like it was threatening her. Now come on, we're running out of time. This has to happen before the clock hits 3 a.m., put the salt in your wound, said Krista a bit forcefully. All right. Rose and Matthew looked at each other with the same expression which says, here goes nothing, and put the salt in their cuts. Just as the salt grains hit the blood, both of them cried out in pain and hunched over, clutching their wrist. Ah, Krista, it's burning like anything. Can you drink it fast? Said Rose. Well, you see, spirits can't really drink or eat anything, said Krista. The twins looked up in confusion, still holding their wrist towards her voice. I don't get it, said Rose. Your father would. He was the one who put me in jail after all, said Krista. Then it clicked. This was the same Krista Walker that had died in jail a year ago. Their father had forbidden them to talk about her in their house, and they didn't know why. All they knew was they had put her in jail when they were six. What? How? Asked Matthew. The pain in their wrist was unbearable. The salt was now mixed with their blood. Your father and I were happy and in love, till your mother decided to come and ruin our perfect relationship. After many failed attempts to ruin their marriage, I thought there would be no relationship at all if the person there isn't at all. So I kidnapped your mother and was about to push her off the edge when your father came. Like the damsel in distress she always was, she needed saving all the time. But this time, no one could save her. I pushed her off the cliff just when the police caught me and put me in jail. I was sentenced, but even in jail, I had contacts outside. So I gathered information, and here I am, said Krista. So you killed yourself just to come after us, asked Rose, in disbelief, still in pain. I had to. I wanted no marks of their relationship in this world. I made a deal with the devil and I got what I wanted, said Krista, smugly. Now as for you two, I will have my revenge. Bye-bye. Then they both saw knives getting picked up at them and thrown. Matthew and Rose started getting black spots in their vision and sharp pains in their abdomen. Before Matthew could fall on the ground, he woke up to someone shaking him. Wake up, harshly whispered his twin sister. What? Said Matthew, opening his eyes. Your book, said Rose, looking across the room. Matthew sat up quickly but quietly and saw that his book was midair with the pages flipping like someone was reading it.